Welcome to the Power Players Talk Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, Chris Molinari. Up close and personal conversations with powerful and successful people who give our listeners the inside look on what it takes to move from average and ordinary to the top of your game. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Power Players Talk Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Now, on to our show with your host, Chris Molinari.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome to our show.
Oh, no. I got to go. I went first. Sorry. So I got to introduce you because you've been away for a while. So for those people that are wondering, we're out of practice. So this is Peter Mingles, right? We own Building Fortunes Radio. I invited Chris Molinari to join us again. Chris has been here for a long time, and then she went away for a little bit because she had some health issues. So for all those people that are familiar with that, you can hear that sort of stuff. And then I said to her, Chris, I need your help with something. I found a really wonderful product, and I really want to let the world know. And I got to pull you out of wherever you are. She's over in Montana, so it's like really friggin' cold. And she was dealing with some other stuff as well. And I said, nope, I got to pull you out. I need your help. I need your writing help. I need your voice. I need your spirit. I need your contacts. I need to be able to work with you because I'm overwhelmed with the opportunity, and I feel like we're going to be dropping the ball. So I called Chris Molinari. And I said, you got to get back on your radio show. And she said, we'll start in 2018. So for those people that are listening in, this is Chris Molinari, and my name is Peter Mingles. So go ahead, Chris. Now you can give us your introduction. So I had to just kind of get in.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, what I'll do, I won't give you my whole blah, blah with the Power Players talk, but that's actually what our show is. But today with me co-hosting is Peter Mingles, and with his brother Vincent, not only does he own the Building Fortunes Network, but he hosts many, many, if not co-hosts, almost all the shows that are on. Don't you, Peter? Pretty much co-host everything, except me.
People like me to hold their hand just a little bit, so I hold a lot.
You never hold my hand. Okay. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about a really great advertising tool, and it's called My Beacons Direct. So, hello, Peter. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Yeah, thanks. I'm glad that you're having me on my own radio show with you.
Me too.
I know. A little bit of history for those people listening in. I met Chris Molinari as a result of her being a national trainer with a company that was growing like crazy, like just absolutely crazy. And I jumped in to do a little bit of sales consulting and jumped into her training calls and all that sort of stuff. And we just had a real great blast helping to build a very large and very successful company. And then things changed. And then Chris kind of like went her own way. She decided that, you know, she got cancer. So I'm like, okay, I think you need to take care of yourself for a while, which she did successfully, thank goodness, right? So she's been cured by the extent that anybody can make herself cured. So she took care of her body, and if you want to know anything about health and nutrition, she can certainly tell you, and handling all the issues that go on with those types of issues. And she's written for about a bazillion different people that you don't know because she's usually a ghostwriter. So she usually writes a whole bunch of really great stuff. So she's got real great talents, lots and lots and lots of contacts. And what happened was I gave a referral to a gentleman who does mobile applications. And when we were chatting, it's like, you know, so what's new and what's new, what's new, what's new? And I said something, you know, there's a technology out there that I wish I had the time and the resources to really focus on. And we spoke about it called the Beacons. And I said, you know, if I had my way, I would figure out how to do it, develop the infrastructure, and sell these things like crazy, because I see anybody that wants to advertise or market or promote anything could be using this little product. It's a little device that will push a notification to many cell phones. I said, this thing is sweet. And I know I have to learn the technology, and I want to make it user-friendly, blah, 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 blah. But I had just lost one of our techie guys. And when I say lost, hardly anybody ever leaves alive. And that may not sound like a really good omen, but most of the people that leave PM marketing, it's usually when they die. So my guy James passed away in February. I haven't replaced James because I don't think he's replaceable. And without that techie genius, I said to this gentleman, his name is Paul, I said, Paul, I just don't have that resource that I could usually rely on, and I don't really want to go out there and find and develop the infrastructure. He said, well, why bother? We're doing it. And I said, really? You're going to do it? I said, man, that's great, because number one, you're a good guy. Number two, you have tons of integrity. Number three, I know you know what you're doing in the technology world. Number four, if I'm counting, is I never made any money on the infrastructure. Infrastructure always costs you money. The only money you really ever make is the profits. So if you're going to handle the infrastructure, I'll take the profits. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm abusing you, Paul. But if you're willing to do the hard work and the heavy lifting of the customer service and the commission structures and all that sort of stuff, this is a home run. So we jumped on and we started working with this. And Chris Molinari was literally the first person that I spoke to relative to this product line, because I said, this is going to pull her out of wherever she's at. I'm not going to say retirement, but I'm going to pull her back into this sort of stuff because she gets busy doing other things. This is something that will fit with a lot of her customers, with her business building philosophy. And as a result of that, I'll also get another host coming back to Building Fortunes Radio. So Chris does a wonderful job with us. And I don't want to say that I used the beacons with my Beacons Direct as the belly hook, but I belly hooked her. Like, we went straight in. Like, bam, she's hooked. So, Chris, thanks for being here and allowing me to use you the way that I will, playfully.
Hey, I'm used to it. It's okay.
Yep, that's it. Good thing.
But so on the other hand, it's fabulous because all kinds of really huge things are opening up for me just because of this. But why don't we talk about the beacons and sure. How beacons help people advertise? Because you would know that. So why don't you tell everyone that's listening?
Okay, so the term is beacons. It's a generic term. They've been around for a while, but really the technology is such where they became available for what I'm going to describe next just kind of recently. So some companies have tried to do it, and they've done it wrong. And I don't want to say that the wrong way, but they've done it wrong, whether it's in the compensation plan or maybe the technology or the way they do their customer service. But when I hooked up with this gentleman named Paul, who introduced me to Bo Murray, so Bo Murray, B-E-A-U, and then Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. When I hooked up with Bo and Paul, mostly with Bo, he started to explain how this stuff works. So I want to give him credit because he really educated me on many things. I educated myself on a few other things as well. And with our context, I said we can really make this work. So what is a beacon? I want you to think in your mind. I'm going to give you a very inaccurate explanation initially, but we got to start somewhere. So if you were to think of something about the size of a bottle cap, about. So if you grabbed a 2-liter of anything, and you like a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever you're drinking, and you kind of unscrewed the top and you threw away the big part, the bottle, what you'd have left in your hand is about roughly the size and depth of a beacon. So if you think about that, it's like really small. You'd say, wow, that's kind of cool. And what the company did was they put a little computer chip in there and a battery and some other technology, of course, with software, and it'll broadcast using Bluetooth whatever message you might put in there. So I said, well, that's kind of cool. So who does it reach? How far does it go? How does it work? Do you have to change the battery? All the questions that I'm going to answer for you right now were the same questions that I had initially. So it's a really simple battery. It's like a watch battery almost. You can buy it at a dollar store if you wanted to, or somewhere else if you chose. But they're really inexpensive. And it works 24 hours a day. And it broadcasts a Bluetooth signal. Now, many of you have cell phones. So if you have an Android cell phone and you have Bluetooth on, which many people do, especially if they have a headset, it'll broadcast a little notification. So you'd say, well, what is a notification? Well, you've already used your phone. I mean, look at the top of your phone when you turn it on or you're walking around. You see those little notifications up on top. How did they get there? Well, many times they got there because you gave a company permission to send them to you. So, like, I have mine, you know, I'll use RT.com, you know, Russian television, or RT.com. I have my bulletins up there, maybe a YouTuber that I might be subscribing to and following. Oh, you know, those kind of notifications. Well, what the people at My Beacons Direct have figured out is how they can get that push notification on that Android cell phone. It works on Androids. So it'll be up in the top over there, and it's kind of cool. You can actually list up to like 40 characters, so 40 words. Because remember, you can't put a short story in those things. It's just a little slide down. So you put in whatever. You know, advertise here to make it some extra money, if as long as that's 40 characters or less. And people have an opportunity to push in a button and then go into your website. And I said, that is really so cool. That is really cool. And how much does it cost me per person that it goes to, I thought? You know, it's like a penny a person, a dime a person. And the answer is, there's no cost per person. I'm like, wow. Wow, that's really unique. No cost per person. So if one person passes within the range of this beacon, I'm going to be able to get a push notification, you know, or a chance. I'm going to use the word chance because nothing's 100%. So I'm going to get a chance to be able to push something on there. Yep. What if I'm in a stadium? Like, could I do more people if like, I'm sitting in a stadium? The answer is, yeah. Like, wow, this is really kind of cool. So I don't have to worry about cost per message. That's crazy. That's crazy. I think I can make this work. So what's the range? Well, you know, depending on conditions. You know, walls and ceilings and lines of sight and trees in the way or whatever. It's around 80 meters. So 80 meters is about 200 plus feet. So I know we're using soft numbers, right? So no one's going to sit there with a digital ruler and say, oh, and one inch a little bit further and it's just not going there, whatever. It's about 80 meters, about 200 feet. And because it does a broadcast, it goes in all directions. So it's like a sphere. It's not just in one way. Like everything within that 80 meters has a possibility of actually being read by this little beacon. And I said, well, that's really cool. So, you know, my mind's racing already. If I owned a pizza shop, could I put it like in the front window of like where the pizza shop would be and put in there like, hey, stop here for pizza and have them click on my website for a 2-for-1 special? Or if I was a nail cutter, you know, or somebody that does nails, or what if I was a helicopter and I was at the fairgrounds and I wanted to get people to do helicopter tours? Could I, like, buy a couple of these things and have people walk around with these that say, check out the helicopter guy in the field for, you know, whatever, 2-for-1 special? Could I do anything like that? And the answer is yes, 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 yes. You're really only limited by your level of creativity. And then that's when I said, you know what, I think I want to do this. And I think I want to sell this. And if I want to do this and I want to sell this for helping our customers, I know that lots of other people would want to do it as well. So that's the way we did it. So just as a summary, it uses Bluetooth technology. You don't have to know how it works. It works. It just works. So you don't have to know the mechanics behind it. The range is about 80 meters. It's about 200 feet. It's not Superman. You know, there's no kryptonite here. So if you put it behind a brick wall, it's not going to go through it. Probably not, you know. The range is like that 200 meters in every direction, which means people will come in of it and out of it. So you can't really use it by driving down the freeway thinking you're going to be able to drive 100 miles and have 100 miles worth of people actually see this thing. So they have to stay within the range, if you will, like a radio tower. Once you leave the radio tower, you lose a signal. So that's some of the things that it works. Then the question for me would also, oh, so Chris, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to say, is there anything that I might have left out or anything I might have said that might need some clarification so far?
Well, what if you're in traffic and you're stopped for 10 minutes in L.A.?
Right, so let's think it
with
through. Right?
Hundreds
so
of people around
here,
you, and people usually have their cell up on a thing and near the steering wheel, or they have it on the seat.
Right, so let's use that as an example. So again, just like every other situation, if you have a stationary audience, or more or less a stationary audience, because if you're in traffic, you know, more or less, depending on what level of traffic you're in, you have a couple of people in front of you, behind you, or whatever, they'll be able to get the signal if, you know, they have their cell phone somewhere where the signal will go. So if you're sitting in Donald Trump's, you know, limousine where he's protected by Secret Service and probably bulletproof glass and bulletproof and like 6 inches of steel probably won't go through it. But if somebody's sitting there with their phone to their head or sitting on a dashboard or somewhere around there, it might go through. So there'll be some opportunities for you to be able to catch pretty busy people, you know, that are now sitting in traffic. So whether it's there or whether it's at a food court or whether it's at a truck stop or wherever, as long as the signal will be able to go through it, you'll be able to get it. But it probably won't go to the person you have in your trunk, you know, tied up with the cell phone in their back pocket near the wheel well. Probably won't go to them, so don't expect it. So having a little bit of fun with that analogy, it'll hit a lot of people. Won't hit everyone, don't expect it to. It'll hit a lot of people. Now, Apple is a different operating system and a different technology than Androids. So Apple's a little bit more on the, private side. They're pain in the neck. They keep changing things. So sometimes it might work, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it might work. So let's just say that it does not. Let's undersell it. Let's say it does not work on an iPhone. That maybe in the future it might open up, maybe in the future it might close down. So let's imagine that, let's say it doesn't work on iPhones. There's a lot of people that have Android phones. And believe it or not, Android actually started selling more phones than Apple did a while back. So there's more Androids than there are Apples. So the reality is there's plenty. Plenty enough for it to probably be cost-effective for most people if they have something they want to advertise or sell. So what else might I have forgotten or need to clarify?
I think don't we need to take a little... break.
We can take a commercial break, yep. So let's take our little commercial break. This is Peter Mingles. You're listening to Chris Molinari, Molinari, M-O-L-I-N-A-R-I. And we are on her radio show, Power Players Talk. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are back. Peter Mingles here with Chris Molinari. I'm going to let her talk in a second, but the first thing I want you to do is say, grab a pen. And when you grab a pen or any other note-taking devices, I want to give you Chris Molinari's website because she's helping us build and sell these beacons, and she can help you with lots of other things as well. So if you're a customer of Chris's or if you decide that you want to become like an affiliate and sell these things and build a sales team too, you'll be working with Chris and myself. But let me give you Chris's website. We put this together. So it's the word certified, C-E-R-T-I-F-I-E-D, then the little dash like the minus sign. So certified dash reliable, R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E, .com /media diva. So it's certified dash reliable .com /media diva, M-E-D-I-A-D-I-V-A, and that'll go right to Chris. And her phone number's up there on the top there as well, so if you have any questions, you can give her a buzz. And then just as my shameless plug commercial for anything related to Chris Molinari, if you are somebody who needs something written, like copywriting, autoresponder messages, books, ghostwriting books, anything related to anything in writing or print form or anything digital, you definitely want to consider giving Chris Molinari your business because she's really, really good. And she's done a lot of work with a lot of people, and her work is all over the internet. You just don't know it's hers because she ghostwrites and does a lot of work for a lot of people that she puts their name on, not necessarily hers. So I'm kind of pulling the curtain behind Chris Molinari to say, hey, listen, she can help you if you're looking for any of those things. And if you're building a business with her, you're working with us too, but I'm on a mission to make sure that Chris Molinari stays very busy, because when she's very busy working, she's very busy helping us too over at Building Fortunes Radio. We have a lot of things we want to get done, including sell these beacons and build a sales team. So back to you, Chris.
Well, thank you. pardon me. I wanted to talk about home businesses. Now, a lot of people work from home, you know, and that's what we're doing, especially with Building Fortunes Radio. It's basically the home business arena, right? And so, you know, a home business person might initially think, well, I work from home, so how would it help me? Well, if you work from home and you're making money, or even if you're not and you just go out to, you know, McDonald's, or if you go to a nice restaurant, or if you go to a medium nice restaurant, or if you go to the mall, to the movies, or anywhere, you just have your little beacon with you, and not in your purse. I would hang it on your purse, or a guy could just hang it on his belt loop, right? You can get a little keychain thing to put it on.
Sure.
Is that
it's
right?
Small.
Yeah.
It's small. Like I said, it's small. It's like the size of a bottle cap. About the size of a bottle cap, just about as small, and you would probably throw it away if you didn't know what it was. So don't leave it laying on the counter because your dog is going to eat it. Or, you know, you just can't leave it laying around there. It's literally that small, and it's kind of cool that it's that small. It means you put it just about anywhere. Back to you.
Well, yeah, and if you're getting your hair done, your nails done, you're at a restaurant, anywhere. I was thinking about let's say there's a painter across the street and he's painting the condo across the street, and he has the beacon, you know, he owns the beacons, and he's painting, and or a roofer, and they're up on the roof, and so their beacons are right out there beaconing, and somebody goes by or walks by or drives by slowly, and they get the message on their phone. Now, what I wanted to kind of ask you is, how long does it stay on their phone?
Well, it's going to stay on their phone until they swipe it, just like any other notification. And then once they it's gone. Yeah, it's just like any other notification.
Okay.
So the cool thing is, you already know how your phone works. For all those people listening in trying to visualize this, you already have a phone. You already get notifications on your phone now. It's just like those. So it acts just more or less the same way. So a little notification is there. You push and you swipe it, and then once it's gone, it's gone. Now, there's some precautionary safety features. So everything that you would think somebody would design into these things, they probably have. Like, for instance, how annoying would it be if somebody kept coming in range and out of range, 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 and all of a sudden the thing kept popping up and making noise and popping up and making noise. Some of the notifications you can have make noise. So imagine that. That would be kind of annoying. Well, there's safety features embedded in this whole process where that won't happen. What if 10 people that bought beacons are promoting other things and they're all standing around this one poor soul who's got an Android phone walking by? Is he going to be bombarded and zapped like microwaves? The answer is no. There's safety features and precautions in there. So it'll hit enough of the people, but it might not hit, like if there are 20 people that are selling beacons, like we have this little convention, and then somebody happens to walk by and all of us have our beacons on us, somebody going to like glow in the dark because they've been zapped 100 times? The answer is no. So just the obvious has already been thought about and taken care of. So all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. Back to you.
Well, that's great, because a very good friend of mine that just signed up for beacons under me, I mean, maybe a day or two after I first started talking to him about it, he and his wife were in, I believe he said, a Chinese restaurant, and she has an Android, and he has, or no, he, I can't remember which. I think she has an iPhone. Yeah, I think she does. But I think one of theirs went off, and he went, oh, you know, and it was amazing. You know, apparently the Chinese restaurant had, you know, was using the beacons. So I thought that was pretty auspicious. And I just think it's a great way, because it's very simple. It's a very simple way to advertise. And why don't you explain about how easy it is in, say, in the back office, that, you know, a lot of people get real confused that, you know, haven't done network marketing before, or marketing where they have to go inside of a back office and program this and program that. But yours, you know, the My Beacons is just like simple. And also kind of explain that if you're in a restaurant that doesn't have a beacon, that you can program your beacon to them just temporarily, and then they can see how it works.
Yeah, this is cool. So first of all, there's a term and expression I use that I constantly have to remind people of: refuse to confuse. So when something is super duper simple, I refuse to allow someone to confuse something that is so simple. So here's what happens. You go and log into your account, and then you put in your characters, and you push and you type in the website that you want it to direct traffic to, and you push update. And that's it. Like, that's how easy it is. So it's super simple for someone to use. And I don't think you need an instruction manual. You just go log into your beacons, figure out which one you want, because you might have several, and then you just type in the message, push update, and then it's done. So it's super simple. So let's go to let's use a diner instead of a Chinese restaurant and as an example, only because a diner might have lunch specials. They might have breakfast specials, and they might have dinner specials, and they might have after-hour specials. So what if you're that diner shop owner? And, you know, you got people sitting in your diner, and they probably have phones, and you want them to be able to maybe buy some extra dessert or get an extra soda or whatever, because that's a high profit for you, or whatever it might be. You can just go on your phone if you wanted to, because if you can go to your phone and go to a browser, you can say breakfast special. And you push a button, and everybody that's sitting in the restaurant is going to get the breakfast special. And then a little bit later on, maybe you're not there, so you want to have a lunch special. So you just log into wherever you can, into your back office, and you go put in your lunch special. And everybody in the restaurant at that time will be updated. And you'd say, wow, this is really kind of cool. It's so simple and so easy. I said, I know. Refuse to confuse. This is that simple. It's so easy to use. So you go into your back office, you push the buttons, and you just refresh. So you can do this as often as you want. So here's my biggest problem. So ready? I got to give you the negative. So are all those people wondering, what's the negative? The negative that I had when I first got started, I bought too few. So what do you mean you bought too few? Well, the first person that I showed it to wanted one. So I'm like, okay, well, here, you have it, and then start using it. And then he left, meaning like he's gone. He's using it now. So I bought three, and then I only had two. So like Sesame Street with the vampire, right? The count. And then like, then the next person I spoke to, she says, give me one. I'm doing a radio show. I'm sorry, I'm doing a convention and a trade show. I need one right away. So I sent her my other one, and then I only had one left. I should have bought more. So for those people that are listening in, I'm not trying to upsell you. I'm just giving you my real-life experience. If I had 100 of these things, I'd probably be down to one in just a little bit of time because I'd be letting people use them and be able to buy them. You're only limited by your own level of creativity. So if you hang around with other entrepreneurs, you'll see what I saw, that you can easily build a big team of people that are going to build a big team of people who are going to build a big team of people, and it can go like crazy if you let it. So the biggest problem that I had is I got started too small. So some people might ask, well, you know, how much does all this stuff cost? So there's a one pack. And by the way, even though it says 90 seconds, we're going to go a little bit over. So if you're listening in online, you're going to get cut off in about 90 seconds. So don't worry about it. If you're here on the phone, it's still going, and it'll be up on our website. You'll be able to hear the rest of it. But you can buy, like, one beacon for, like, I'm going to round it up, $60. It's $59.95, so, like, $60. And then it's roughly $25 per month for the service. And if you do what I did, it was the next pack, which was three beacons, which was $99 and tax and shipping. And then it's about $49.95 a month. And then if you do what Chris did, Chris, I think you came in with a slightly bigger package. So what did you mm-hmm. do? So you
did
what?
The,
it was the one,
five,
149?
Five beacons.
Right, so five
yeah.
for 149, and then I think it's 89 a month or something like that. And I really wasn't worried about the prices because I knew
it's 59.
That 59 a month, okay. And then because I knew that as I was, you know, talking about this sort of stuff, if I'm being paid commissions on whatever I'm selling – you know, it's just like everything else. If you sell a few, you'll make a little. If you sell a lot, you'll make a lot. So I wasn't really worried about the compensation plan, although it is very aggressive. I knew that my beacons would be free because because I was going to talk this up and show this to a whole bunch of people, and I think it is by now. So the cool thing is that this is a business where you can get involved for a little bit of money, have a lot of fun, reach a whole bunch of people, and then also be in for free. Now, my definition of free is if you're spending less than you're making, you're in a free business, meaning the profits are kind of paying for itself. So, yeah, your credit card may still be charged, but your commission check is going to offset it, so it's kind of free. And anything like this, if you don't mind speaking to people, and many of our Building Fortunes listening audience are those types of entrepreneurs that say, you know what, how many people that I talk to, I'm like, I know. So the biggest challenge that I had, like I said, was I bought too few. So, you know, 5, 8, if you need more than that, you can always add on more to your account as well. Okay, Chris, anything else?
No, that's about all I want to know. But I just would really suggest to everybody that you go in and look at the beacons, and if you have any other questions, you can get in touch with me, and then if I can't answer it, we'll get in touch with Peter Mingles.
Right, there we go. So Chris's website again is www.certified-reliable.com/media-diva. And on that, so again, it's going to be certified-reliable.com/media-diva. On that, you'll see a 2-minute movie. The 2-minute movie really does enough explanation as far as how the product works and how simple it is. If you want to learn more about the compensation plan and everything else like that, you can jump on. Bo Murray does conference calls and webinars. He's a real nice guy. He's very approachable. He's willing to help just about anybody with a question. So if I don't know the answer, I go to Bo, and Bo figures it out and all that sort of stuff. And even though it's a relatively new company, it's not. They've been in business for a really long time. And the Beacons part is new, but he's been doing mobile apps and websites and helping people in our industry like for a long period of time. So you got the security of really good, solid people. You got the hustle of a new product and the idea that there's the marketing shared. Not many people know what it is. Everybody that sees it thinks it's like the way coolest thing. And lots of entrepreneurs just whip out their credit card and say, here, let me get one. And some of them, they might start off as customers, but many of them, eventually, as they start to see and play with this thing, they convert themselves into being a sales reps, too, because it's pretty hard to keep quiet about technology that you're really excited about. So on that note, Chris, I'm going to wrap us up, and Chris is going to be back here on her own radio show. I had to hog as much as I could, because usually when she does her shows, she's the one who's talking. She's going to bring in some extra guests, so I only had a one-shot deal at being able to, like, blab a little bit on her own radio show, because I know